There's have you seen wood frogs in the area? Do you know? I have a picture of them. There should be some of them on the mainland, but these guys. I haven't seen them on the island.
And you see something like this would be up Telegraph.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a story, and just a side note, in Gwich'in Athabaskan that someone told me that this markings on them, the dark markings, came from time distant when two boys were throwing the frog in between of each other, a female, mm-hmm. and they injured her, and these are bruises that are on all of the children. Mm. And they killed her, and they had bad luck for the rest of their lives. But another boy came along and buried the frog in feathers, and I guess he had good luck for the rest of his life. So the Athabascans won't hurt the frog either, based on a similar story. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah. Hawaiians, too.
Hawaiians? I mean, with the frog?
With the frog.
Oh, neat.
Very respectful to the frog. Mm.
Are there any stories about salamanders or newts that you know of? Or were you ever taught anything about them?
No.
Okay.
Except just like that, you always treat them, you know, you don't hurt them and, you know, things like that. I never heard any story connected with them like I did the frog.
Yeah. Did you see any newts or salamanders when you were small? Or?
Yeah, they're up. Where am I? Oh. Up that hill, there was stairs going up the hill. There used to be a pond up there.
Ah.
Where they used to ice skate up there before they filled
that, yeah.
in and build houses. And they used to go up there, and they always had salamanders up there.
Ah.
Kids would catch them.
Frogs, too? Or?
I don't remember seeing any. Of course, I never went up. I lived down the Indian part of town, so we didn't come up this way very much. Except in the winter to go ice skating up there. But I remember some kids bringing, you know, salamanders to school or something like that, and that's where they would have gotten them.
Do you consider it a form of disrespect that they filled it in or the pond was removed?
I just think of it as just the different changes.
Okay.
But sometimes I wonder what in the world is going to happen up there, because that was all water. What's going to happen to those houses?
Right.
I don't know what they filled it in with, but